Mexican border issues may have dropped off the lead story set in most media, but the crisis of both crime and illegal immigration has not abated. A Texas DPS report contained this paragraph. Mexican cartels are the most significant organized crime threat to Texas, with 7 of the 8 cartels operating command and control networks in the state, moving drugs and people into the United States and transporting cash, weapons, and stolen vehicles back to Mexico. These criminal organizations are known as the Juarez Cartel, La Familia Michoacana, Sinaloa Federation, Beltran Leyva Group, Zetas, and Knights Templar. These groups are not only running drugs and weapons and laundering money in Texas, they've been buying off elected officials and police officers. The direct and indirect cost of organized crime to the people of Texas is hard to measure, but we know it's very high. All pay higher taxes for the jail and prison space this crime requires. We all pay more for extra police and judicial staffing such requires. And we pay in higher costs of insurance, rents, and everything else for which prices rise to absorb the cost of crime-related losses. The poorest among us pay by far the highest cost for crime, as such most directly affects their neighborhoods, and yet Democrats, who never stop claiming to be advocates of the poor, don't seem very supportive of implementing real border controls, which would significantly lessen the ability of these crime syndicates from conducting their mayhem in Texas. That alone's a good reason not to give any Democrat your vote in November. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.